We discovered that Doc had found the bag containing the $900 on the floor of the house car under the bed. Thinking that he was putting the money in a safer place, he sewed it in the lining of an old black and white check suit of clothes. To add more mystery, we find that Betty, not knowing the money was in the suit, had given it away to an old clothes collector. Then we learned that the old man had given the suit to an unemployed person. And now the sheriff, Sonny, Buddy, and Charcoal are on the trail of the last man to receive the suit.
Sonny, there's the sheriff chasing up and down the street. I wonder if he's had any luck.
Well, I'll tell you. We'll call him and see.
Hey, sheriff.
Hi, boys. Have you found the suit of clothes yet?
Not yet, sheriff. Have you had any luck?
Nope. I thought sure I had it once. I trailed a fella 6 blocks. And when I caught up with him, I almost had to tear the suit off his back before he'd let me examine it. He had a black and white check suit on, all right, but he turned out to be one of them there moving pitch actors from Hollywood. And he said he'd been wearing the same suit for 10 years and that he hadn't had a dollar in his pocket since the war. And he sure looked it, too.
Well, we've been to police headquarters and told the chief all about the loss of the suit and the money.
And the chief said he'd tell all his men to pick up anyone wearing a black and white check suit and hold them until we could identify the suit.
Well, that's a right smart idea. Good for you, boys. And I've notified the customs officer at the International Bridge to hold anyone trying to cross a border wearing a check suit.
Hey, sheriff, look, there's a man in a check suit now.
Yeah?
Go on, stop him.
A jumping jihad fest, sure is. Hey there, senor. Wait a minute, will you? Yeah, you, the fellow with the black and white check suit on. I want you.
You mean me?
Yes, you. What are you doing with that suit on?
Who wants to know?
I do. I'm the sheriff, and I'm trying to recover a black and white check suit of clothes for these here two little boys. And I want to know where you got that suit.
None of your business where I got it.
What's that? What? See here, young fella. Don't you get sassy with the law. Now you let me feel of that coat.
Take your hands off me. What's the idea, trying to take my clothes off? I'll give you a sock in the nose.
Now you just keep quiet while I examine that coat. Sock me in the nose, eh? I'd just like to see you try to sock me in the nose. I'll give you to understand I'm a fighter. Now, you put up your fist. Put them up.
Oh, so you want to fight, huh? Well, I'll just give you a couple of punches in the nose if you're so anxious.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, I mean it.
You'd really punch my nose. You ain't fooling?
No, I'm not fooling.
Well, that's all right, then, because I don't stand for no fooling.
Why, you imitation sheriff, I'll show you whether I'm fooling or not.
Oh!
How do you like that?
Oh, he punched me in the eye. He hit me. Me, Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom, the High Sheriff of Abercrombie County. I'll have the law on you.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. You had no right to hit him.
Well, he didn't have no right to try to take my coat off me.
Well, you see it this way, mister. We lost a suit of clothes just like yours. It belonged to my father, and there was a lot of money sewed in the lining of the coat. And we just got to get it back.
Well, why didn't you say so? Here, I'll let you boys examine the coat. It ain't had no money in it since I owned it.
No, that's not Dad's suit.
Tell that imitation sheriff to let people know what he's doing before he tries to undress anybody on the main street again. So long, boys.
He called me an imitation sheriff. Oh, my eye.
Oh, gee, Sheriff, we're sorry he hit you in the eye.
It swelled up much, boys. Does it look bad?
Pretty bad, Sheriff. And it's swelling more every minute. I'll tell you, come on, get in the wagon, and we'll take you back to the house car. And Betty can put something on your eye to take down the swelling.
Oh, it ain't but a few steps. I'll just walk. That fellow sure hit me a powerful lick. Didn't need to get so tough about it.
Gosh, we're sorry he got hurt when you were helping us, Sheriff.
It's all right. It's in the line of duty.
That's right.
Well, there's your music box a playing. Doc will be looking for you, boy. You better hurry. I'll come along as fast as I can.
Okay, sir.
I told you before, folks, and I'll tell you again. There's nothing in the world that can take the place of this famous rejuvenator of health. Every family needs a bottle in the medicine cabinet. It's good for babies, for growing children. Just the thing for fathers and mothers. Grandfathers and grandmothers should never be without it. And it's only $1 a bottle.
Betty, have you got some ice that you could pour on the sheriff's eye?
Why, what's the matter with the sheriff's eye?
Well, he saw a man down the street with a suit of clothes on that he thought was the one that we lost. And he got into an argument with the man and got punched in the eye.
Yeah, and his eye's terribly swollen. He's coming along back there with charcoal.
All right. I'll put something on his eye when he gets here.
And now I take the greatest pleasure in introducing Little Rastus and Sambo. And next to my tonic and toner, they are the greatest cure for your ill.
Miss Doc.
Yes.
Miss Doc, you should have been with us just now when we went up to the zoo to see the animals.
Yes?
A little boy come running up to his pappy and he said, Daddy, there's a poor old man over there just crying and crying. Please give me a dime to give to him. So his father, he give him a dime. And when the little boy started away, his father said, what's the old man crying about, Tommy? And Tommy said, he's crying, balloons, balloons, 10 cents apiece.
And now, Rasta sends you a little greeting, folks,
From me to you.
All right, Rusty boy.
I've got the birds all singing a little love song that is new. And in the evening they'll be bringing a song from me to you. Setting sun that's making a bit of gold upon the blue. Can't say goodnight until it's taken a kiss from me to you. Now love words I'm not able to whisper in your ear, but all this world I'll label faithfully yours, my dear. At night when we're apart, love, you'll get a rose that's wrapped in dew. And deep inside you'll find my heart, love, a gift from me to you.
Hey, Bambo, has you ever been on a ranch?
Sure I've been on a ranch, boy. I was a regular cowboy. Didn't you know that?
You is. Well, then you get a laugh out of the story about the city fella who went to a dude ranch and wanted to learn how to ride just like a real Western cowboy. Well, sir, one of the ranch hands asked him if he wanted a Western saddle or an English saddle. And the city fella asked him what was the difference. And the cowboy explained that a Western saddle has got a horn on it, and the English saddle ain't got no horn. So the city fella says, well, just give me an English saddle. I won't need a horn. There ain't much traffic out here.
Now, folks, Sambo says he's going to tell you all the news because it's not a secret anymore. All right, Sambo, let's have it.
I told the bees told the daisies wouldn't tell, they swore. But they were overheard, a four-leaf clover heard, and now it's not a secret anymore. The clover told the cow told the chickens never knew before. They couldn't wait to tell the farmer in the dell, and now it's not a secret anymore. Now the farmer flew to his daughter, who was the apple of his eye, the apple of his eye. She confessed what her father guessed, that every sunny day we were making hay, hay. He told his wife, the wife told the neighbors, it finally reached the parson's door. The parson shook his head, he knew that we were wed, and now it's not a secret, and now it's not a secret. And now it's not a secret anymore.
Brother, the sheriff wants to know, can you give him something to put on his eye?
Oh, surely, Charcoal. Run into the house car and get me a small piece of ice, will you? Oh, I'm so sorry, Sheriff. Does it hurt much?
Not so very much, but I want to get the swelling down as quick as I can. It don't look so well for a sheriff to be going around with a black eye.
Sheriff, look, here comes a policeman with a half a dozen people, and they're all wearing black and white checked suits.
Gee, they must have rounded up everyone in town.
Just bring them right over here, officer.
Now, Miss Betsy, you look them all over and see if any one of them is wearing duck suits.
Why, this looks like it, Sheriff.
And now make sure, Miss Betty, you know I don't want to make no mistakes. Always make it a habit never to accuse no one unless I'm sure they're guilty.
Yes, Sheriff. I'm sure this is the very suit I gave away.
Where'd you get that suit? You won't answer, eh? But take off that coat. You won't do it, eh? Well, then I'll take it off for you.
No! 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 Do not dare to put your hands on me.
Jump, Benji. Heart to fat, it's a woman.
A woman?
It sure is a woman.
What do you mean parading around in a man's clothes? Where'd you get that suit?
I buy this suit. It is mine. You cannot take it away from me.
What do you mean of wearing a man's clothes? Take off that coat right now.
No. No. I will not.
Yes, you will, too. Here, now, officer, you help me get it off.
No.
Ain't no use to fight
no.
now. We're going
take
to take
hand
it.
Off of
there
me.
Now, there no. now, we got it off. Rip open the lining, boys, and see if the money is there.
Give me back his coat. No, give it back. You cannot do this.
No,
No, it's not there. The money's gone. No, wait a minute. Yes, here it is, Sheriff. Look, Betty, it's here. It's all here.
Oh, boy, what luck. We found the money.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Let me smell that coat. Don't that coat smell chlamydia?
It certainly does, Sheriff.
Young woman, what kind of perfume do you use?
That is none of your business.
If you don't tell me what kind of perfume you use, I'll lock you up. Come on now, you better tell me.
Well, if you must know, I use Christmas night perfume.
Christmas night, eh? Yes, what a thought.
Well, as a rule, a sheriff says he is on the trail of a criminal. But this sheriff seems to be on the scent. Christmas night. Does that mean anything to him? You're liable to hear something exciting in the next adventure, boys and girls. Don't fail to tune in on time.